And we're kicking it off. Coach's show on the Mountain of Rock U94. Coach Miller joining us, head coach of the West Plains Scissors, who's coming off a victory. Congratulations.
Appreciate it. It's always any win's a good win.
Oh, you sleep a little better at night.
Yep.
You know, coffee tastes a little better in the morning. You know, breakfast even tastes a little, it's just, everything's better with a win.
Oh, yeah, for sure. and then we got to turn around tonight and play the Branson Pirates.
Yeah, well, you know, this weather system that we've been in, it's really, it's time to play. You know, it is time to get back out there and get playing. Last night, again, the Camdenton Lakers, that road trip, big night for Mr. Houston.
Yeah. Hey, he had 25 last night. Played really good overall. Had luckily a lot of one-on-one opportunities to go score. And he probably had, I haven't gone back our individual stats yet, but I would say he probably had somewhere between 10 and 12. So he had probably his fourth double-double of the year.
Mm-hmm.
He averages about 8 rebounds a night.
Mm-hmm.
So he's our best rebounder by every single night, also our leading scorer.
Well, and it sounded like, you know, that tempo.
Yes.
If you guys can control tempo, that's really going to help you stay in ball games, isn't it?
Yeah. And we felt like last night was a good night for us. We felt like we played really good in the first quarter and the fourth quarter, especially tempo-wise. We controlled the tempo in the first and the fourth. The second, the third, it kind of got out of control, out of our comfort level of tempo.
Right.
But in the first and fourth quarter, we controlled the tempo, and our guards did a really good job of slowing it down. Like, I think, probably second possession of the game, we probably had a 30-second offensive possession and just move the ball and got a layup off of it.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, sometimes, too, it is so hard for when you're on the floor, you know, as a player, you may remember this. It's when your opponent, you know, things get a little chaotic, and I don't mean just completely crazy, but your opponent starts to get things going a little faster, and it's hard to recognize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, 2 or 3 minutes go by. It's usually easier to recognize when you look up and go, now we were up a dozen. Now we're up 4.
Yeah. And it went from, I think we were up 7 at one point. I think we were up 16-9.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went from that to about, I think it was 17-16.
Yeah.
And then we ended up going down 1 at the half. So in the third quarter, we just really try to control tempo. But I will say our guards did a good job last night overall, and it wasn't just one of them. It was, I felt like all of our starters overall played pretty good, and we had some good bench minutes too on top of that.
So about how deep did you go last night? 7?
We went about 7.
Yeah.
7 deep.
And are you starting to see more growth in the IQ of, and all these boys, I know they know the game. But it's different when you're on the floor.
Oh yes, I actually really noticed it in practice. I mean, we try to split up our teams and do a lot of competitions, and we do what we call 3-on-2 continuous, which is basically just 11 man. And whenever they're competing, whenever there's about 15 seconds left, the whole team's saying, slow down, let's take last shot. Mm-hmm. And last night we had, I think we were down 3 with about. In the second quarter with about probably 15 seconds left, we took the last shot, and it was a really good last shot. It was probably the best end of quarter situation we've had all year.
And that's where growth comes from. You know, I mean, when the players realize it and they have that success, you know, you can go back to that, can't you?
Yep. We can, and it's just we're working on growth. And we're also one thing that we're really big on overall is restarting the day. So today we are 0-0 going into Branson.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we are 0-0, and we're trying to go 1-0 in the day.
Now I'm going to jump ahead just a little bit, and we'll get on tonight's opponent, which is Branson. But next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you head up to Bolivar, and I believe that's the girls. I had it. I had the bracket, but who you got first round?
We have Elias Catholic, pretty good team out of Jeff City. They've one thing I've watched Helias for the past 4 years being in this tournament. They're always going to be really good, really skilled, can really shoot the ball, always going to have some big bodies.
Yeah.
I remember about, probably 2 years ago, they had, they had, I know they had one kid who I think went D1 somewhere. I can't remember where.
They do every year.
Every year. But they're always going to be extremely skilled, always going to be able to shoot the ball, and always going to be pretty strong overall.
Yeah, Helias, you know, they've had some really good teams, and you're spot on. Mm-hmm. They've always got good players. Where they're at there, you know, around Columbia, mm-hmm. they just got – there's a lot of AAU teams there. There's a lot of courts, and so they kind of get the hand pick, you know.
Yeah.
A pretty solid team each and every year.
Yeah, and they don't play an easy schedule.
Oh,
that's
no.
the other side of it, yeah. too. Their wins are good wins.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean it's gonna be really hard for us, but we're gonna see what we can do against the Helias Catholic Crusaders.
Well, and it's 3 days in a row,
mm-hmm.
and you know that's I kind of with us all having this time off. I don't think it's. I mean, you know, legs are gonna feel it, but mm-hmm. I don't think it's gonna play into. You know, the game as much as, say, if we hadn't had this break.
Oh, yeah. And especially with us, like, I mean, I'm surprised I really didn't notice it a ton last night, but not playing for over a week,
mm-hmm.
I figured we'd be a little sloppy to start the game. We weren't as sloppy as I thought.
Mm-hmm. It sounded like Houston, of all the players, he probably needed that break.
Yes.
More than any, because it's like he had a little more giddy up
mm-hmm.
in his, you know.
He did, and it's always good, especially going off of those back-to-back seasons, to get a break.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing we always try to give our boys a break whenever we can, especially those multi-sport athletes who don't really ever get a break.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they need it mentally, especially,
yeah.
and physically, too.
Now, tonight, a good friend of mine, Petey McBride, who coached at Eminence for you know, a number of years, won a couple state championships, mm-hmm. Numerous trips to quarterfinals, Final Fours, just a rock-solid coach. He's
yes.
bringing his Branson Pirates mm-hmm. to West Plains. So he's gonna have a pretty good following. You
oh,
know?
Yeah.
And so it's going to be a loud gym tonight, which I love. But what are you thinking you're going to see out of the Eminence Red Wings?
Branson Pirates?
Or Branson, I'm sorry. Did I say Eminence?
You said Eminence
okay,
Red
yeah,
Wings.
There it is. Yeah, what are we going to see out of the Branson Pirates?
I mean, we're gonna see a lot. They're gonna try to speed us up overall. They're gonna try to play fast. They're gonna play extremely hard. They're gonna dive on loose balls. Overall, they're mainly juniors.
Mm-hmm.
Not extremely big, but they're all probably about 6'2", 6'3", across the board.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be pretty skilled. They're going to have a really quick first step. They're going to work hard, and they're going to make us have to earn every single bucket tonight.
Yeah. Well, and you know, in years past, defense was a big deal with Pete, and you know, that's what generated his offense
mm-hmm.
was that defensive pressure.
Yes. And him being a second year there, he's starting to get his system established.
Mm-hmm.
I started really noticing it at the end of last year whenever they beat Bolivar, which in what I've seen is the first 8-1 upset in districts. That kind of got them going for this year.
Mm-hmm.
But his kids are bought in. They play hard. They play the right way. It's some really good competition for us. It also is a future conference opponent for us. And it's also a big district game.
Yeah.
This is a big district game.
Yeah, there's a lot on the mm-hmm. line because district seedings, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, there's a lot of games yet to be played, but when you can play a district opponent, man, you want to get that win.
Yes. One of our three wins this year is against Marshfield. That was a big win for us.
Right.
Especially being a district opponent and turn around and playing Branson tonight. That'll be another big game for us. I mean, district C's matter in this game.
Well, tonight's game will be a live video stream at OzarkRadioNews.com. It'll also be airing on our sister station, Hot Country KDY. Freshman,
yep.
JV, varsity.
Yep, and starts at 4:30.
4:30 as it all gets rolling. So, come on, all you Zizzer fans. Once a Zizzer, always a Zizzer. You know what I'm saying. Get that gear. Show your support for your Zizzers, because I promise you there's going to be a bunch of folks from Eminence and Winona that's going to be there to cheer on Petey.
Oh, yeah. And we need as many Zizzers as possible in that gym.
Loud and proud is what we're looking for. Coach Miller, everybody, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, thanks for swinging by.
Thank you.